Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Welcome to City Alpha 3, the Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party. I'm Philip Gilfus, your host for the week, joined as always by my co-host Darren Moser and Daniel Prue on this holiday weekend that we're recording this. So, you know, usually record Sunday evenings, kind of ending the week, struggling for those last few precious moments of freedoms until the weekend. But, you know, today's noon on a holiday. We still got the rest of the day to be frivolous or whatever. So it's going to be nice and fun here. But how's you guys' Star Trek week so far?
It's noon for us, Philip. Darren
just
woke up, I think.
It's like 9 a.m.
So, yeah. No, I mean, like, but it's noon for real people.
Right. Wow. I mean, it's real noon, but yeah. For fake time people. Yeah.
Don't get into podcast, kids. Time zones are the devil. But
yeah, I mean, everyone knows you wear blue at noon. I mean, for anyone who's looking at this.
Come on.
Yeah, there's all the people wearing blue. What's up?
I've been watching some Deep Space Nine. Some of our...
You took my thing!
Well, you know, you started talking about noon, so... yeah, some of our friends on the Nerd Party group chat were talking about the beginning of Season 3, and I'm like, I want to watch the beginning of Season 3. So I watched The Search, Part 1 and 2, and that was enjoyable. Great. You know, the Defiant shows up, we learn about the Founders... it's just a great, great episode. So I'm picking and choosing a couple more, and we'll go from there.
Cool.
Just do a full rewatch, you coward.
I don't have time.
How's your DS9, Daniel? Still in season one?
Season one, early season one. We
like third episode. Is that
no? We watched. I think it's called Negus.
Yes, the Grand Negus. Or, no, yeah, Grand Negus. Negus. Yeah, anyway.
I'm not sure what the episode title is called, but we watched the one where he shows up for the first time, and
it's called The Negus, episode 10.
The Negus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, we're making our way through. We had some company the past.
You just had Move Along Home. You know, how was that?
Yes, we did. We skipped Move Along Home because somebody made us watch it for Is It That Bad?
Okay. Well, at least she's
like,
seen
not
it.
Not too long ago. Yeah, we watched it. And she remembered it. And that was enough for me to be like, okay, we can just skip it then. Don't have to watch it again.
Wow. So,
I don't endorse this.
But how do you do these rewatches? Is this even a rewatch? I mean...
I'm totally fine skipping it. So
I
we watched
watch
The
Savage
Negus.
Curtain twice. Because I was... Shit.
It's twice or none at all. Okay, that's... Gosh, were there only 19 episodes in season one? What's with that? Like, this was back in the era of, like...
Is that true? 25. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know I had a truncated season. Well, when did it start?
Or late season, whatever.
Yeah, like, season two has 26, which was more the Star Trek standard at the time. Maybe it was a weird start.
It must have been, like a January start or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Voyager did that half season for their first season. Well, I'm in the midst. I'm like on episode like 4 or 5 of the animated series. So,
nice.
I watch the More Tribbles, More Troubles. I believe that's the episode title. Is my next one. I've enjoyed because, of course, using my animated series book guidebook, and there was one thing I'd never noticed was that a character from the Ultimate Computer. Commodore Wesley, I can't believe I remember that name, shows up as a governor of a planet in episode 3 of the animated series. So, like, you know, they're still using characters, a little canon stuff. So
Were they also voiced by James Doohan?
yes.
okay.
Did anybody tell him to shut up?
Oh, Commodore Wesley.
Yeah, I was actually just talking to Aaron Harvey the other day, and... he's getting pretty excited because we have a lot of animated shows coming out. I think we're going to have 3 at once coming soon. We'll have, there'll be Lower Decks Season 2, there'll be Prodigy, and I thought there was another one in the book, so maybe I'm misremembering.
Not that I'm aware of.
At least 2 more, but...
Star Trek Clone Wars.
Rewatching the animated series.
Like, yeah, that must be it. That must be it.
That's it.
Yes. All right. Well, we're not going to be talking about the animated series today, though I would love to, now that I'm into it. But no, we're going to be going with the more core, the original series. And so we're just going to be playing some fun trivia with Star Trek, the original series, which Darren and Daniel, is their number one series. They know it in and out. This should be going
this should be going
in a couple minutes.
Yes. I know it so well. Those old scientists, they're so well known.
All right. So for this first round, we have three rounds. For this first round, this is going to be a buzzin' round. Now, of course, none of you have buzzards. So I'm going to have you invent your buzzer. So you're going to have to make up a word that will be your buzzer. So, Darren, what will be your buzzin' word?
Oh, man. It's probably best to be like one. One syllable. Okay. It's going to be bij.
Bij. Okay. All right.
Nice. I like it. Nice. That's I like a good
it.
One.
We will experience it. Daniel, what's going to be your buzzin' word?
I mean, if you're going one syllable, go Klingon. I mean, that's the way to go.
So, God, I don't know. I'm actually going to go opposite of Darren. And okay. I play a healthy amount of the video game Rocket League, which is very competitive and high stakes, right? So when you take off in Rocket League, it's basically soccer with rocket cars. So when you take off, sometimes the opponent team doesn't move or they go in the wrong direction, leaving their goal exposed. This gives you about a 1 to 2 second amount of time to react. So when I'm trying to warn my teammates, hey, the goal is open, I try to shout out the word Wisconsin as soon as I can, and I'm bad with words that quick. So that's going to be my buzzing word, Wisconsin, because I probably won't remember it.
Three syllables, Daniel. That's right. That's risky. That's right. I mean, I thought you were going to like quote, let the sadist man, but I touch the stars or whatever. pick some discovery.
I'm not picking a discovery
title. Pick some discovery title. We have to say the whole thing.
I didn't even name a discovery title. There's no possible way I would do that.
Battle the binary stars. That's the first one.
That's right. That's right. I could name that one.
Yeah, it's the first one. And then after that.
Spock Shuttle has to be an episode title. I assume,
you know, I don't think
it was.
We just
said it a lot, I think.
But yeah.
No.
Spock Shuttle 2. All right, so we have our buzzin' word. So the way this round's going to work, this is called round one, catch the mistake. I'm going to just read a paragraph, and you're going to have to tell me what I've misstated in it.
Okay.
So
is this like a Netflix bio paragraph?
Well, we're just going to go. So hands on your mental figurative buzzards, and buzz in when you hear me say something that you think is incorrect. Question number one. Mark Leonard might be considered the Jeffrey Combs of TOS. He first appeared on a Romulan warbird playing an enemy commander, then later showed up as Spock's dad, and then played a Klingon in the motion picture.
Wisconsin.
All right, Daniel.
I think didn't he show up as, he showed up first as Sarek and then a Romulan commander, I think.
Nope.
Damn.
I'm going to say, Bij, I'm going to say he was never a Klingon in the motion picture.
That is incorrect. He played one of the first Klingon.
I remember that.
In fact, said one of the first Klingon words, almost. All right. Any guesses?
He's not the Jeffrey Combs. I mean,
subjective.
Yeah. I mean, you're listing three roles. Jeffrey Combs had at least like twice that.
In one episode.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what about that statement is wrong. Everything seems right to me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you about 10 more seconds before I call it.
Yeah, I think it's Romulan Commander. I thought it would be something like what you said, Daniel, where it's like the order was out, but...
Well, he was the Romulan Commander in...
Balance of Terror.
Balance of Terror. Then, I guess, first... And then he was Sarek, and then he was the Klingon dude. I don't know what about that statement is wrong. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call
Philip will tell us for sure. So I'm not.
So guys, I want you to know how pedantic this is going to be.
Oh boy, here we go.
He appeared in a Romulan warbird. Of course, that is a Romulan bird of prey. There are no Romulan birds in the original series.
Okay.
But the forest through the trees, we couldn't see that it wasn't about who he played, but where he was.
We were on easy mode Philip is on a different plane entirely.
Like, wow, fact, I'm playing on veteran mode.
We should have known.
Yeah. All right, all right.
Wait, so we failed? Does that mean we have to start all over? Is that how veteran mode works?
Doom, 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 doom. All right, so question number two, now that you know how the game is played. Question number two. Star Trek certainly had its share of psychedelic episodes. One example is the first season episode Shore Leave, which features a samurai warrior, tigers, the rabbit from Jules Verne's Alice in Wonderland, attack planes, guns. Darren.
Jules Verne did not write Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, okay. Can you tell me who did? I mean, you're going to get the point.
It was, I think it's Lewis Carroll.
It is Lewis Carroll.
That's all not right, even so Star Trek trivia. I call nonsense.
Fraud. Fraud. All right. So.
Okay, now that I know we're on this mode, I think.
Darren's ready to go.
Question number three. Miniskirts. Beehive hair. It's hard to forget Yeoman Janice Rand. During her three seasons on TOS, she was Kirk's flirtmance and would go on to appear in the motion picture Star Trek IV, Star Trek VI, and an episode of Star Trek Voyager. Darren.
You cut out a little bit there, but I'm pretty sure she wasn't in three seasons of TOS. I think she only showed up in fewer than that.
Okay, can you tell me? That is correct. Can you tell me specifically how many seasons?
Well, I'm going to guess. Well, it's either one or two. So,
50-50 shot. Let's go.
You said spot the lie. I've spotted the lie. Okay. I'm going to say I'm going to say two. She was in two, okay. Not three.
It was one season. Oh, okay. You still get the point. Okay. I just want to see if you knew it. Yeah, she was only in the first season.
Okay. And then shows up again in more movies and whatnot.
I was reading In Memory Alpha, and I can't remember the episode off the top of my head, but it was a season two story that was being written during the hiatus, I guess, if you will. And Rand was in there, and apparently, I don't know if it was Gene Coon or whatever, the other folks did, like, scratch her name out. And they're like, why? What's happened to her? He's like, she transferred to another ship. So, yeah.
Sheesh.
Womp, womp. Hey, what was the other show?
Yeah. No, I think that just meant she was fired. Yeah, all right, so.
I'm on the Farragut? What? Everyone gets sent back to the Farragut. Yeah, that's
she did
true.
Come back. She did come back. All right, question number three. The Cage, the pilot that wouldn't die. While it was rejected in the beginning, it would air partially in TOS during the two-part of The Menagerie and in Star Trek Discovery. Even the character of the first Enterprise captain, Christopher Pike, would end up landing a series in Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
Can you repeat the whole thing? Because I didn't.
Sure.
I don't think Darren or I caught anything.
Yeah, it's right. Got to be something little, because most of what he said was true.
The pilot that wouldn't die. While it was rejected in the beginning, it would air partially in TOS during the two-part of The Menagerie and in Star Trek Discovery. Even the character of the first Enterprise captain, Christopher
Wisconsin!
All right, Daniel.
Pike was not the first captain of the Enterprise.
That's correct. Can you tell me who was?
Archer, I guess, but canonically it would be have to be Captain April.
That's right, Robert April, which is TAS. And then his name does appear in Discovery. It doesn't really say he was Captain of the Enterprise, but anyway.
Just a notable captain of the Enterprise.
He was on the good captain list. Yeah.
The good ship Lollipop.
No. Maybe he'll show up in Strange New World. You never know.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. Yeah. So right now we're at Darren 2, Daniel 1. All right. Question number 5.
Gosh, it feels like you didn't conjugate the verb right in that statement, Phil. It's like it's so subtle. These little teeny changes.
The other actors of TOS didn't always get a chance to shine, but we certainly got to hear Communications Officer Uhura sing. We heard actress Nichelle Nichols sing to Charlie in Charlie X, help entertain a lonely Lieutenant Riley in Conscience of the King, and sing to herself on the bridge in The Changeling, Oh. And then there's Nicole singing The Moon's a Window to Heaven while performing a fan dance in Star Trek V. Yep.
So it's got to be just one of those is either the wrong episode
Wait
or...
Wait a minute.
I haven't heard any buzzes. I'm just throwing it.
Man, I might be remembering this wrong. I don't know if I trust myself enough to... Do you have any ideas, Darren?
I think it's just one of these episodes she didn't sing, or she did sing, but it's mismatched in a way.
I'm going to go for it, because I could be remembering it wrong.
Right, make sure you buzz in, or Philip's not going to give you the points.
I'm going to say Wisconsin, and I'm going to say...
Okay, Daniel. Daniel, you recognize.
I don't remember her singing in Star Trek VI. I thought she was just dancing.
I mean, Star Trek V.
Five, sorry, fire. Oh, yes. God. Yes, don't. Let's not do that.
You're correct.
Okay.
There is a singing, and she wanted to sing, but her voice was replaced. The singer is called Man Chun, if I'm saying that name correctly, the then lead singer of the band Hiroshima. Nichelle wanted to sing, but they're like,
okay.
No.
I've blocked out all of Star Trek V from my memory, so that's...
Really, I remember it being really that bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, it's one of those questions where I don't really care, but I guess you look it up anyway. Like, apparently she's really naked in that scene. So, anyway. Just wearing cheek string. Yeah.
Yay.
I didn't even know it was implied that she was naked. I thought she had...
The sand people, that's not their name. They're like, is she naked? Oh, is she naked? And then she's like, oh, I always wanted to play for a captive audience. As they all get phasers pointed at them. Yeah. Yeah, everyone's like, why did that happen?
I was reading an interview. We say that a lot during Star Trek V. Yeah. I mean, just to be fair.
All right, next question. Wait, hold on. Let me put that was your Daniel point. I'm sorry. I didn't write down your point. There we go. All right.
Good thing you said your buzzword, Daniel. Otherwise, you wouldn't have written it down.
All right, next question. Dr. Leonard McCoy, chief medical officer of the Enterprise, has had his share of adventures. This Mississippi native met an ex-girlfriend who turned out to be a salt vampire, time-traveled back to the 1930s, which kind of ended up helping Hitler, and then slapped a pregnant woman, and got a terminal disease and married a priestess.
Oh, man. I'm Bij. I'm going to say... I don't know why, but I don't think he was from Mississippi.
Okay. You are correct.
Okay.
Can you tell me where he was from?
Mint juleps. Somewhere mint juleps are a thing. Alabama.
He's a simple country doctor, so it's somewhere in the South, but I want to say, like, Kentucky? I'm not quite sure, but I know it wasn't Mississippi.
Daniel, do you know? I'll give you one chance to steal.
I have no idea. Nope.
No? Okay. Georgia. He is from Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, fell off about Mississippi. That's a big word for TOS.
So. You think Star Trek doesn't do big words?
Well, only in technobabble.
Okay. All right, next question. Klingons, or if you will, Klingons, they're everywhere. They face up against Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise in Errand of Mercy, Friday's Child, The Trouble with the Tribbles, A Private Little War, Bread and Circuses, Day of the Dove, A Lawn of Troyes, and The Savage Curtain.
I'm guessing at least one of those episodes is not a Klingon episode, but it's not like Q. We don't have hints in the title.
I think it was the second one, but I can't remember.
Can you list the episodes again, Philip?
Sure. They face up against Kirk and the crew of the Enterprise in Errand of Mercy, Friday's Child, The Trouble with the Tribbles, A Private Little War, Bread and Circuses, Day of the Dove, A Lawn of Troyes, and The Savage Curtain.
Now, you said The Trouble with the Tribbles. That can't possibly be the error there, right? Because it's just Trouble
it's
with Tribbles.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I was thinking the same thing. I think that's semantics. Okay, Bij. I'm guessing it's the, like, Alonzus of Troy. What was that one?
A Lawn of Troyes? Nope, they appeared in that episode. Actually, I don't know if they technically appear. I think their ship appears, and they're menacing the Enterprise.
Wait, so I'm right, but I'm not?
They are featured in the episode.
Okay. That was my guess.
Mm-hmm. All right, Wisconsin.
All right, Darren? Daniel, excuse me.
I say Friday's Child.
Nope.
Damn.
That's the Klingons, and that's with McCoy slapping the pregnant woman. Yep.
I didn't realize they showed up in so many episodes. Like,
yeah, I'm surprised too.
I mean, granted, he's counting like a ship was there and, Trouble Tribbles. Yeah, they just have some.
Wait, what, are you doing like the Deep Space Nine Klingons? Where?
No, I was thinking. I was thinking more
Klingons over there.
I was thinking of Darvin. Then
those
I,
are Klingons.
And then I forgot that they actually also show up at the bar.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to call it the incorrect episode that I gave was Bread and Circuses, which. If you know the expression, is just the episode where they go to Rome.
Basically. Oh yeah,
the Roman episode.
Didn't we watch that for something, some reason?
I don't think so. I don't remember watching it.
I watched it for some reason.
Not to be confused, where they want to go to the one where the Nazis are, or they go to the one where the mobsters are. You know,
Bread and Circuses is the one with like the serial killer guy who makes an acting troupe, right? Is that, or am I thinking of something?
No, that's
else?
Conscience of the King.
Conscience of the King. Okay, that's what I was thinking of. Right. Oh, right. Okay.
That was the one he made us watch.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. That's what I was thinking of.
All right. Next question here. The City on the Edge of Forever is usually touted as one of the best episodes. Behind the scenes, though, there was drama with story writer Harlan Ellison and all the rewrites the episode went through. It was also one of the most expensive TOS episodes, though astute viewers may notice they use the same set as I Love Lucy.
Can you repeat it? You kind of cut out there.
The City on the Edge of Forever is usually touted as one of the best episodes. Behind the scenes, however, there was drama with story writer Harlan Ellison and all the rewrites the episode went through. It was also one of the most expensive TOS episodes, though astute viewers may notice they use the same set as I Love Lucy.
Wisconsin.
Go ahead, Daniel.
It was not the same set as I Love Lucy.
What set did they use? That
I can't remember.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, I was going to say, that didn't look like I Love Lucy set. I mean,
the point is yours, unless Darren can give me the exact set that was obvious that they used.
He gives up.
I mean, it almost just looked like a back lot of some kind.
So when they're walking past Floyd's barber shop, that is the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
But good job, Daniel.
Yes.
So I'm looking at our points, and we are tied right now, 3-3. Okay.
Maybe I told you we'll both find a way to lose.
I was going to say, if you tie, does that mean you both lost?
You know, we'll just lean into it.
Okay, next question. Star Trek may be made in America, but there's no doubt about its global reach. Take the episode Mirror Mirror. Its foreign language titles translated back into English. Let me say that one again. Star Trek may be made in America, but there's no doubt about its global reach. Take the episode Mirror Mirror. Its foreign language titles that are translated back into English include Mirror, France, A Parallel Universe, Germany, Terror of the Ion Turbulence, Japan, and Dark Reflections, Spain.
Are we supposed to know these translations?
I like how the German one's like very straightforward. It's like, this is the one where they go to a parallel universe. I'm going to say... Bij. I'm going to say
Darren, yes.
Yes. I think it was the one after Germany, the third, I think it was the third one.
Terror of the Ion Turbulence of Japan?
Yeah.
That is actually the exact translation that the Japanese used.
Wow.
So, Daniel, you have a guess?
I mean, I guess I should just guess. Right. Can you listen to him again?
No.
Okay. I will then guess the next one.
Dark Reflections, Spain, is that your guess?
Yep.
Yep, that's it. You picked the wrong one.
Yes! Process of elimination.
It's actually the Spanish one, as from Spain, is Mirror, Little Mirror.
So. I don't know how that works, but okay. Language is weird.
They don't want to say the word mirror twice. All right.
Maybe it's bad luck.
Our last question in this round. It's Q. Well, maybe. In The Squire of Gothos, we are introduced to Trelane, a mischievous being who enjoys playing deadly games with Captain Kirk and the Enterprise crew. William Campbell, who portrayed Trelane, dislocated his shoulder during one fight scene, insisted on doing the character in a Swedish accent before being overruled by Gene Kuhn, and halted production because he wanted an English wig instead of a French wig during the courtroom scene.
Wow. There's a lot of details there that could be wrong.
Bij.
All right, Bij.
I don't remember Trelane ever having to fight anybody. He's like omnipotent kind of being, so I don't remember him ever having to punch anybody. So I'm going to say the part that's wrong is him dislocating his shoulder.
That is incorrect. Apparently, during the scene with fighting with Kirk, he got knocked down, popped his shoulder out, and then when he got back up in his reflex, he popped it back in.
So, oh, wow.
No. Yep. So, Daniel, any guesses?
I'm going to say the wig part is the wrong part.
That is correct. That is, that's correct. That's true. That's what I mean.
Damn.
He was given a French wig, and he said, no, for a court scene, I want the English wig. And they shut down production. Shatner was pissed off, but they got him the English wig. So the incorrect thing I did was that he insisted on doing a Swedish accent. So no points there.
Ah.
All right. So going into round two, we have the points of Daniel 4 and Darren 3.
Ooh, whew. Close.
All right. So I'm going to mix things up now in round two. I'm just going to go person by person. The way this is going to work, I'm going to give you the question. And then if you just know the answer, kind of fill in the blank, you get 10 points. If you have no clue, I will then give you a second chance with a multiple choice.
Okay.
If you get it right after that, you get 5 points. So that's how it's going to work. All right. So, Daniel, since you're leading...
Are we able to steal if they don't know any? If they get the
multiple
choice?
Yeah, if you're just flaming,
choice?
I'll give a chance out. So this round I call Let's Talk Ship. This is all about the Enterprise NCC 1701. No refit. This is just the ship we saw during the TOS era. So first I'm going to go with you, Daniel. So question number one. How many decks does the Enterprise have?
Oh, good boy. God. Man.
No memory alpha. I see you looking at the corner of the screen.
I'm thinking. I don't know why the number 22 is in my head, but I don't think it's right. I think that's too many. I'm going to say 22, just because it popped in my mind.
Okay. So that's incorrect. Do you want the multiple choice option?
Yes. Yes. I'd like
okay. Your multiple choice options the following: A, 50, B, 47, C, 21, or D, 23.
Oh, you were close.
Well, there's no way it's 50 or 47. That's a craziness. Oh no. I'm going to say 21. I'm going to go with 21.
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh.
23. Yeah, you were one up there.
Wow, that was close.
I was so close.
Ugh. Now, wait, is this not the Star Trek V, like, rocketing through the turbo lift where it's like deck 853 flies by?
And then just for those playing at home, I'm using the Haynes manual for the source of all the questions in this round. All right, Darren.
All right.
Question number two. What is the crew complement of the Enterprise during TOS?
Oh, I know it's around like 500, maybe like, and some change. So I'll just shoot at 500.
That's incorrect.
All right. Multiple choice.
All right. Yeah. So I think you'll automatically be able to scratch one off. A, 500.
It's not that one.
B, 513. C, 430. Or D, 478.
I'm going to say 513.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
430 is the answer. 430. All right.
They really didn't pack them in on those ships like they said they did.
All right, Daniel. So this one's going to be sort of its own thing. For 2 points each, I'm going to put sort of a timer here. For 2 points each, name me every Constitution class ship there is.
Oh no, a Defiant. Is Yorktown one? My God, I didn't have this too much pressure. I don't know. I don't know if I can even name
one. There's an easy one, Daniel. Just think of the class.
Oh, Constitution, of course. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Darren, for your help. I appreciate that. Also, the Declaration of Independence is one. I don't think I can name... why is that? Like an I word is coming in my mind? All right, that's it.
One.
I got three.
Okay, so I'm doing 2 points each. So I'm going to go ahead and give you 6 points, Daniel. So, Darren, go ahead. 10 seconds. Name as many Constitution class vessels as you can. Go.
You gave me one.
I'm going to say Defiant, Constitution.
You already did that.
Oh, I'm trying to come up with additional ones?
Yes.
Okay. I think the Farragut was one.
Oh, yeah.
Enterprise.
Does that count?
He said list Constitution class ships. Lexington. And I'm going to just guess Discovery. There's probably a Discovery in there.
Okay, so you got two right.
Okay.
You got Enterprise, which I didn't have listed, but I'm not going to say you're wrong, obviously. and Lexington. Those were the only two.
Okay.
So let me name all the ones I have listed. And technically, I'm asterisking one that Daniel gave, but I'll go ahead and counting it. Because the Yorktown, as we all know, of course, I want to call it the Defiant issue, but I suppose it originally started with the Yorktown. The Yorktown was the one that got scrapped and rebranded Enterprise A. But here's the rest of the ships. The Constellation, the Eagle, the Endeavor, the Essex, the Excalibur, Exeter, the Hood, the Intrepid.
Oh, the Hood.
And the Republic.
Intrepid. I knew I was thinking of an I word.
Yeah,
I was thinking
I
of the Integrity, and I'm like, that's not a ship name. But
we did pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I kept trying to think of
the Eagle. Hang on, what the hell is the Eagle? That's a terrible name.
And the Constellation, which is also another class of ship, so that makes no sense. But
timelines are weird.
Look, they only had one model in TOS. What do you want?
Yeah, I know.
All right, Darren. So we're gonna go back to our traditional how we were doing it. So number four, Darren, this one's for you. What's the Enterprise's regular cruising speed?
I think for the Enterprise D it was like 8, but I think for TOS it was like 6.
That is correct. You got on the nose.
I remember it being like just warp factor 6.
All right. Daniel. So
and if my granny was a starship, she'd have wheels or something. I don't know what he says, but
so Daniel, hopefully you're already in the neighborhood, but here's the question. How many decks are in the saucer section?
Ooh.
Oh, 8? Oh, wait, let's think about this. You've got the neck. Saucer section doesn't include the neck, I assume. So, I think 8? 8 or 11? 8. I'm going to say 8.
Are you sure?
I'm saying 8.
Okay, incorrect. Damn. So I'll give you your multiple choice.
Okay.
A, 12. B, 11. C, 9. D, 7.
Oh my God. I did say 8 or 11, so I'm going to go with 11 for the other one.
That's correct. I was like, oh man, he goes for it, and then you didn't. So,
my guess was 12. It was, with out of 23, so it'd be about half. Mm-hmm.
Right. Even though it's not that thick of a saucer section. I guess the problem is the top and the bottom bulges.
Yeah.
The count is 2 decks each or whatever. So, anyways.
That deck one's like the cherry on top because it's just the bridge.
The cherry on top.
All right, Darren. How many science labs, including stellar cartography and life sciences, does the Enterprise have?
I'm going to go with 8.
And so you want your multiple choice?
Sure.
It is A, 25.
Oh my gosh, that's way off.
B, 14. C, 2. Or D, 31.
I'm going to go with 14.
That's correct.
Okay.
There's no Discovery.
Yeah, with their 85 labs and reconfigurable space.
All right, Daniel, next question. All right, this involves a little mental visualization. So this is about bridge stations, okay?
Okay.
So pretend you're looking at it above, like bird's eye view of the bridge. So think of it as a face of the clock. you know, if the captain's chair is in the middle of the clock and the view screen is at 6 o'clock. So, you know, you got it in your head.
Oh, so backwards. Okay. Oh, yep, yeah. I'm with you. Yep. Mm-hmm.
What station's at 12 o'clock?
Well, technically, I think, isn't the turbo lift door at 12 o'clock? Anyways, the closest thing I would say would be Uhura. Communications would be at 12 o'clock.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, the turbo lift's actually going to be at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's off center.
Okay. Okay. It's close, though. Right. And I feel like it changes in the movies. But
everything changes in the movies.
Well, actually, one of the questions I was going to do, but I couldn't figure out how to frame it. So it started in the animated series, but it ends up continuing in the motion picture, is they add an extra turbo lift door.
Yeah.
For animation purposes, they didn't want to apparently turn around the character. So they want to be able to do
it. Oh, the background plate, they just flip it. So it's like, yes, there's a turbo lift over there now.
Exactly. So, but yeah, so that.
Good job. Good job.
Woohoo.
Darren? Where is main engineering?
Like what deck? I mean, it's in the engineering hall. I mean, you didn't ask what deck. No. Okay. Well, there's 23 decks, and it's below deck 11.
I love the process.
We're getting there.
I want to say 16. 16 comes out of mind. I'm going to say 16.
All right, so your multiple choice options are...
Okay, I'm close, though.
A, deck 21. B, deck 19. C, deck 15. Or D, deck 23.
Well, it's not 23. That's the bottom of the ship. Can you see the other three one more time?
Deck 21, deck 19, deck 15.
I'll say 15.
The answer is B, deck 19.
Ah, so close.
Yeah, you're never finding Scott.
I mean, I know where they stop in First Contact, you know, where they cut all the power, you know. They make it a plot point, Philip, but, you know, not back in 2 months.
Yeah, but there's nothing, important there. Hydroponics bay, under control, you know. No vital system. All right, Daniel. What class of shuttles does the Enterprise use?
Oh,
Are they a formidable craft?
I don't know. I don't know what they're called. Do I know what they're called? I mean, obviously Galileo would be the easiest, but that's just the name of the shuttle. I don't know. I guess I would have to ask for the multiple choice.
Okay. Yeah. A, Galileo class, B, class 7, C, class F, or D, runabout class.
Well, I can eliminate D.
Obvious. Sorry.
Class 7, class F. I guess I should have just guessed Galileo class, so this would have been a 50-50. Class 7.
No, class F shuttle.
Curses. Okay.
Jeez, right. You know them in their letters. Jeez. Oh, man. That's crazy.
All right. Darren, here's the last question of the round, because I know you're all about them decks. Where's sickbay?
No, I don't like the deck questions. Okay, well, sickbay's in the saucer. I'm going to say it's either like 7 or 8. I'm going to say 8.
All right, so your multiple choice questions are...
It's so condescending when he says it that way.
A, deck 3, B, deck 5, C, deck 7, or D, deck 9.
So I don't get to reduce one of my choices by my guess. Okay. I'm going to say 6 then.
That wasn't a selection, so...
Oh. Yes.
I'll read them again.
One more time.
A, deck 3, B, deck 5, C, deck 7, or D, deck 9.
Derek doesn't quite get how multiple choice works.
Is that how that works? Okay. Oh, I picked from...
I'm playing your game with your rules.
I pick...
Oh, okay. I'll just pick something else.
So I pick one of the choices you give me. Okay, I see it now. Okay. I'm going to guess either five. Let's see, five or seven. Let's go with seven.
That is correct.
There we go.
Going between, I feel the episode title should be "I don't play by your rules."
I don't play by your human rules.
Oh man, that's funny.
Playing your rules of acquisition. Always pick the non-multiple choice answer.
They'll never see it.
They'll coming. Never see it coming.
That's funny. Oh man.
Well, to be fair, Philip, you're like, pick A for this number. I'm like, just give me the numbers. Like, don't combine them with letters. That doesn't help.
Is that why you made up your own number?
Yes, that's exactly why.
Oh man.
Okay, so the scores are now Daniel 25,
ooh,
Darren 27.
Ooh.
Ooh. Wow, we are very close. Okay.
All right. So we have the final round. And I guess we're going to go back to our buzzers, I think. We'll go back to our buzzers.
Why does Philip need a final round?
So a joke we always have here on the show is Netflix summaries that, you know, oh, they never tell you what the episode is, or they just watch the first 5 seconds. But as we all know, Star Trek has a new home, and that's Paramount Plus. So I'm going to give you some Paramount
it's
Plus.
It's not
going
to be any better, Philip. We just know it's not. Okay. Okay.
So I will give you the Paramount Plus summaries of the episode, and whoever the first to buzz in with the episode title will get the point. So, here we go. Number one, Kirk and Spock are forced into a battle of good and evil.
Oh. Good and evil.
Oh, God.
I mean, okay, I guess I'll just go for it. Wisconsin.
All right, Daniel.
Is it, oh, no, I'm not going to remember the episode title. Is it the Ponfar episode? What is it called?
Amok Time, is that what you're
Amok
thinking?
Amok Time?
No, it's not that.
No.
Okay.
I'll say Bij. I know the episode. We watched it, but I'm trying to remember the title. It's the one with the rock monster that pits them against each other of good and evil, and you have like Surak and, you know, Mr. Green, like all the forces. You know, Genghis Khan is there.
Oh. I'm gonna go ahead and give it to you, Darren. You know, I know yeah. our episode. It's the Savage Curtain.
The Savage Curtain.
Watched.
Okay, I'm like, you made us watch it. I know you should.
Start off with an easy one, but apparently it was not.
TOS titles are not easy, Philip. That was your first mistake.
It's only Shakespeare, that's the answer.
To be fair, I didn't watch that episode. I watched the wrong one. So.
Oh, there you go. I'm like, I remember this episode.
Do you?
I mean, not the title, but I can remember what happened.
Number two. This is my favorite one, just personally. Number two. Kirk is distracted while the Enterprise is threatened.
God.
That's the summary.
Distracted?
Bij. Right. I'm going to say with a Savage Curtain.
No, I didn't use it twice.
No. What was the one?
So summaries. So Darren, in
Conscious of the King.
Just have one episode.
Conscious of the King.
No, it's not the Conscious of the King.
Okay.
Thank you. Daniel.
I mean, I guess I could just throw something out there.
I think you should.
Kirk is distracted while the Enterprise is threatened. Turnabout Intruder.
No. I didn't expect y'all to get this.
Is the one where he's duplicated and one of him is distracted?
Turnabout Intruder is the one where the ex-girlfriend takes care of his body. I think thinking of...
I'm thinking of...
Enemy Within?
Yeah.
That's what that one is. Now, this is Alon of Troyes. Again, I didn't think you all would get that one. I just love that that's the summary. Like, and also, like, Kirk is distracted, like, he has something on his mind or something.
That's like,
or,
that describes so many episodes, Philip. So many episodes.
He's not distracted that often, but it's just, I think it's funny. All right, here we go. This one also seems wonderfully generic. The Enterprise crew becomes embroiled in a local power struggle on a tribal planet.
Well, tribal...
Yeah.
So it can't be when we visit Rome or Gangsters New York.
It makes me think of that one episode, but I can't remember the title.
If you describe it again,
Wisconsin.
I get it. Go ahead, Daniel.
Is it the problematic Native American planet episode?
No, you're thinking of the Paradise Syndrome.
So. Paradise Syndrome. Yep. That's not it. Okay.
Darren, you have a guess for this one?
Gosh. Bij, I'm going to say, is it the one with the, was it the Ocaranians? The, where they're like all peaceful and the Klingons want to take over and they're just like, nah, we don't care. This happens a lot. So
you're describing more than one episode, so I'm not sure I can give it to you. Because that's also the Organian.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not that one. I can't believe I can't remember that title, but anyway, I can't remember that one. Now, this is Friday's Child. This is the one where...
And we're recording on a Monday. Pregnant. That's my problem.
That's the problem, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, Friday's Child. All right. And then the last questions, hand in your buzzers.
We haven't got any of these right, so I don't think we're going to get another one, Phil. But...
All right, last one. Kirk is recalled for a potential court-martial.
Oh, Bij.
Bij. All right, go ahead, Darren.
Court-martial.
Court-martial. Yes, that is correct.
I was going to say, I remember there was one called court-martial. That's the one.
All right. Well, that's the end. I have the scores as Daniel 25, Darren 29.
Woo!
So we have established that Darren is the king of TOS.
Am I? I don't feel it.
Good job, Darren.
Next description you're going to be is like, there's a computer and it's ultimate. And at the end, it's like, oh, what is that one? Huh? That was fun, though.
All right, guys. Well, until next week, Daniel, if people want to give you some original series episodes to recommend for you to watch, where can they reach you?
They can find me on Twitter at oneofdan. That's the number one, which I never am, not the word.
All right, Darren. And if folks want to explain to you or send you a Wikipedia entry on multiple choice questions, where can they find you?
B. Oh, wait, that's not one of the answers. They could find me on Twitter, Instagram, under Dr. Sci-Fi, DrSciFi.
And if folks want to talk to me about all the TOS references I'm seeing in TAS, I mean, it's the same characters and same ship, they can reach me at NC Public Servant. Well, until next week, I'm Philip Gelfis.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And I'm Darren Moser.
Stranded here on City Alpha 3.